Unlike many shows on EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network, we invite you to do some of the talking. I'm Jerry Usher with Debbie Giorgiani. It is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie, where we brainstorm, Debbie and I brainstorm and put topics on the calendar. We pray about it. We hope that they resonate with you. It usually does resonate with you. And so today, Debbie, we have another opportunity for people to really help edify the entire Take Two family. That's what happens a lot of times. We hear from people, Debbie, who say, wow, what I heard on your show, I really needed to hear. It really helped me out of my life where I am right now. So what do we have in store for our listeners today?
Well, 2019, Jerry, is half over. And so we want to kind of take a pulse. We want to see where everybody's at, survey things, and see how the Take Two family is doing. I mean, what do they feel about 2019? Did it start off well? Is it going well? Have you kept up with your resolutions, your goals? Oh, I know, resolutions and goals. Those flew out the window the first week. But maybe you're thinking, this is the best year of my life. Or maybe you're thinking, oh, I can't wait for this year to be just in the past. I don't want to deal with it. I can't wait for New Year's Eve. Well, let's see where you're at. Weigh in on this and share your experience of how this year is going. You can even get into what's happening in the world. I mean, politics is heating up. People are drawing lines and getting into their different camps and stuff. It's really very divisive, very, very sad, actually, I think. We can talk about anything. We're willing to entertain what you have to say about 2019 and where you think we're going in the future as a church, as a family, as a community. Here's the number, 1-833-288-3986.
It shouldn't be difficult. All you have to do is kind of look back over the year so far. Maybe you've had your birthday already. Maybe it was a milestone birthday. Maybe a wedding anniversary. Maybe a child graduated from high school or college or middle school or something. Or maybe you had an illness or some kind of an injury or something and you've recovered or you are recovering from that. We just really want to look at the entire first half, a little bit more than half of 2019. And based on, you know, what did you expect coming into this year? How have those expectations been met or not? And, you know, Debbie, the church always says every morning we can begin again. We can begin again. So we can, whether we've had a good year to date or not, we can start having a good year right now.
Right now. Yep. I love the way you said that, Jerry. You just made me a chuckle because Marty celebrated on July 3rd, double nickels. I didn't even realize he was 55. I didn't even realize it. Well, age doesn't really matter when you get at our age. We just don't care anymore.
He's older than you.
He is. And that's going to be on tomorrow's show.
That's why I brought that up.
Yeah, we're talking about age gaps in relationships. It's not that big of an age gap, folks. It's not that big of a deal. But people were saying, happy 50, you know, 5-5, double nickels and everything. And then Marty turned to me and he said, in this really quiet, kind of somber voice, he says, I'm getting ready for the senior discount. And I said, yes, you are. Do you get the senior discount now?
Some places, yeah. Some places do it starting at about 50.
Oh, they do?
And in fact, you know what? I saw something online the other day. The AARP, which has been another organization that's been hijacked way out to the, you know, wild, you know, crazy stuff that they're supporting and promoting. But they said now people of any age can join the AARP now, which I thought was kind of interesting. So you're 25 and you're going to join the American Association of Retired People?
Yeah.
Well, good luck. what you did in the first half of this year.
That's right. That's right. Well, we want to hear how your year is going. Could you weigh in on this? Don't just sit. We say this all the time. Don't sit and be entertained by us going back and forth. We want to hear from you. We want to turn the mics and open them up for you. Now, when you call up, normally you'll speak to Ryan Penny, but today you're going to speak to Michael McCall, and he is just delightful to talk to. And so he's going to talk to you, chat with you a few minutes, put you on hold. You get to listen live and share how your 2019 is going. Or maybe you want to declare to the world that you're going to make the second half of 2019 just so much better. Your new beginnings, you're hitting that reset button, like Jerry said. So many saints talk about hitting that reset button. Okay, maybe that's what you want to do. You want to just proclaim to the world, you know what? Second half is going to be better than the first half. We want to hear this because it inspires us, it motivates us, it keeps us going. Please don't wait till the end of the show because we just get so upset when we can't get to everybody. So call in now at 1-833-288-EWTN.
And there are other ways you can participate as well. You can email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000 and put in your first name and your comment. There might be a small data rate. That depends on your plan. Where else, Debbie? They can go to take2show.com and post a comment there. Also, the video is streaming on YouTube and Facebook, so you can post your comments there. But I love this topic, Debbie. I think it's important for us to pause every now and then, maybe even more than every 6 months, maybe every year, whatever, but to just look at how things have been going based on how we thought they would go, based on what our plans were, based on what God has done in our lives, and then just sort of redirect if we have to a little bit in one direction or the other. So this is a really good exercise. I have a feeling people are going to call in and listen to this show, and at the end, Debbie, they're going to go, wow, you know what? I've done pretty well, but I need to veer over in this direction or maybe start doing something over here, deep in their prayer life, whatever that may be.
Yep. Remember, we kicked off the new year, Jerry, with Let's Pray More. And we were talking about everybody adopting the rosary every day, the memorare, the St. Michael prayer, and hundreds of folks stepped up and said they started doing it. My sister being one of them, she just loves it and doing it every day. We're all doing that. So that's in a good spiritual direction. I really felt, you didn't ask me, Jerry, but I'll just share. I really felt that my year started off strong. I mean, just great. And then like last month, it just dipped. And I needed this show probably more than the rest of everybody listening. But I realize what you just said, Jerry, you know, hit that reset button, start over, start now, and pick up and make this a new year again. And I love that. And that all, just by talking about that made me feel excited again about 2019, not waiting for it to be over. So thank you.
Yeah, that is something we can do every hour, but especially every day. The Bible says God's mercies are new every morning. And so we can kind of do that begin again thing that these great saints in the church talk about. So many of them talk about that. So we're talking about how 2019 has gone for you so far. I'll share a little bit on the other side when we come back in a minute here. We got Kristen on the line and a few others, but there are still at least two phone lines open for Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your program. So how is 2019 going for you? As expected, maybe some wild surprises, maybe a new job. Maybe you got some things off your bucket list already so far this year. Maybe you want to change a few things and redirect in some other different direction. 833-288-3986, and you will speak to Ryan Penny and then Jerry and Debbie.
Flies. 2019 is half over. We want to hear how you are doing. So please share with us. There is an open phone line, and Michael is ready to pick up that phone and speak to you at 1-833-288-3986. And I just wanted to say real quickly, Jerry, if I may, you know, she's a dear friend of ours, but I just love the work that she does in ministry and just helping us grow in our own faith life by keeping us up to date on what's happening in the world and from a Catholic perspective.
Let me guess. Go ahead. Is she Italian?
Yes.
Just yeah, you started to say that already, Teresa Tomeo. Yeah, we love Teresa. She's awesome.
We love Teresa. I know Teresa Tomeo. Tomorrow morning, 9 Eastern time, Catholic Connection, folks. Please mark it, check it out. You'll just get so hooked on it. She is wonderful. So we just highlight these programs for your benefit. And Jerry, real quickly, I want to ask you before we get to Kristen, because you promised that we would get to Kristen. Real quickly, how is your year going? May I ask?
Well, I remember when I was saying I can't wait for 2018 to be over, and then I was saying I can't wait for Lent to be over this year, and Easter actually brought with it, you know, some good blessings for my life, and I'm grateful to God for that, and I'm grateful to God for the challenging things, as we all should be, and just for all the prayers and support, and you know, so far now the second half of 2019 is looking pretty good, especially with you and me, Debbie, planning a few things, and you know, some projects and some you know, resources and things like that. So yeah, it's second half is off to a good start.
We're kind of on, it's like a really fast train we're on right now.
Yeah, right.
A lot of things, but it's all great because it's all for reaching more souls in the Take Two family. So that's exciting. Okay. So, well, that's good, Jerry. I'm glad that you commented on that. Let's hear what Kristen has to say in Columbus, Ohio. She's listening on St. Gabriel Radio. She's a first time caller. You get that virtual bell. Kristen, welcome to Take Two.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. How are
good,
you?
Good.
Good, good. Well, so on June 30th, I celebrated me and my husband celebrated our first anniversary. So that was very exciting. And while, you know, we had a great, great weekend, did a lot of fun things. I will say, like, I love being married, but it's been a really big, like, education for me for the past year, especially most of this 2019. I never realized how selfish of a person I am. It's just been hard in, I guess, a good way. It's kind of like the growing pains of being married and figuring out what life is like when suddenly I can't make decisions on my own. It's me and one other person.
Right. Right. You're a team. You're a team.
Exactly. So not that it's bad. It's just, you know, I spend a long portion of my life on my own. So, I don't know. So I guess it's kind of that's a mixed bag in a way.
Right. Right. Well, just to make you feel better. Okay. You're not alone. It happens to all of us. It's an adjustment. I mean, you take two people who have lived their lives. They've come from different families. Then you put them together in a house and say, now, Mal, make nice, you know, everybody, let's everybody share. It's supposed to be so, you know, harmonious and everything's perfect. That's not true. It does take work, but it's great. It's rewarding. It's a sacramental life that comes with it, many, many graces. And that's the beautiful thing of it. So I just wanted to say, from all of us here at EWTN, Kristen, happy anniversary. That is wonderful. So I guess officially you're out of the honeymoon stage and now you're into the real life sacramental phase of your marriage. And I wish for you such beautiful things. And the things that you will learn about yourself, you know, the things that irritate you the most are such a great opportunities for you to be able to grow and expand. That's how I felt anyway. For the first couple years of marriage, I was fighting against it. And then I thought, wait a minute, this is irritating me for a purpose. It's helping me grow. And it did. It helped me get mature in my faith life. It helped me understand my spouse better and myself. And it was just really eye-opening. And so I believe what Fulton Sheen had said and other great religious leaders and saints have said about marriage, that it really is a pathway to heaven. And it's really a chance for both of you to get each other to heaven. So, you know, if you keep that big perspective, it all works. So anyway, sorry, I'm going on and on, but I'm a big relationship person that I love to talk about them. So what do you think?
Well, I think that's great. Yeah. I mean, I think I've grown more in the past year than I probably did for the past, I don't know, maybe 15. It's big.
Yeah, and see what a blessing that is. You've recognized that, Kristen. And no doubt, I presume you and your husband probably talk about this. It's important that you do, obviously, because I've never been married, but I have shared homes with, you know, roommates and friends and so forth. And I have said this many, many times, Kristen, I am the most selfish person I know. And if I were to ever get into a relationship, you know, like get married or something, she would have to be an absolute saint already. Or either that or I would make her a saint, you know. So don't feel bad about this. You know, just realize that it's part and parcel of the beautiful sacrament that you're in. But, you know, husband and wife are to make each other holy. I heard Scott Hahn at Franciscan University in one of my classes, he called marriage a big saint-making machine. Call it a saint-making machine. So there you go. You're right in the midst of it. And that's a great place to be, Karen. You've got a beautiful sacrament right there. And I echo what Debbie said. Happy first anniversary and ad multos annos. Many, many more for you and your husband.
Oh, and Kristen,
Thank you.
Do you want to say something to your husband? Do you want to share his name? Because you probably are going to let him hear this broadcast. Maybe you want to have a little comment about your first anniversary to your husband. Feel free.
Yeah. Well, his name is Robert. And Robert, I love you very, very much, and I can't wait to get to know you for the rest of my life and to know you better and better and help us both get to heaven.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'll talk because Debbie's crying.
I know. I'm a mess. I'm a mess already. Yeah, that was so beautiful.
Kristen, let me give you one last thing before you go. I went to my nephew's wedding last Saturday. People, you're probably getting tired of hearing this. I mention it almost every day, but I'm so proud of him and his wife. Beautiful Catholic wedding. And the pastor who married them or who witnessed the marriage and officiated, Karen, told a story about another parish where he had been assigned. And a gentleman, elderly gentleman, lost his wife. She passed away. And he didn't know how long they had been married. He was trying to prepare some things for the homily at the funeral. And so he asked him, he said, you know, how long were you and your wife married? And he goes, not long enough. Not long enough. It was 65 years.
Wow.
They were married. And he said, not long enough. Kristen, that is the kind of love that you and your husband are going to have if you just make Jesus Christ the center of it all and the practice of your faith. So
Wow. Bless
you, Kristen. Any other last immediate thoughts?
Ooh. No, God bless you both. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Kristen. Call again, too, sometime, please. Great to hear from you in Columbus.
I'm a mess.
Radio. Yeah.
I'm a mess. Wait a minute. This is just
all right, that's the end of the show today.
Yep, that's it. Let's wrap it up.
Debbie, we have five other callers to get to first.
I know. Okay, let's move on to thank you again, Kristen. Let's move on to Janet in Delaware. Holy Spirit Radio, another first-time caller. Hi, Janet. You get the bell as well. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi, Janet.
I would like to just share that my 2019 is like anybody else's. Basically, it's up and it's down. I try it, good adoration, mass, rosaries, work. And I'm just grateful one day at a time, try to get back to that. But the other reason why I'm calling is I told your screener. I heard you mention, Debbie, the AARP. And that's the first time I've called, but I've heard you talk before. You mentioned the AARP. I don't know how you mentioned that or in what context, because I just heard that. But I want to tell you that they support Planned Parenthood big time, as does Disney and as does Chaps for Clothes and as does the Clorox Company, and there are many, many others. You can get that information from the boycott list, and they've been around for years and years. And I just wanted to share that with people because a lot of people don't even know it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Janet, I just have to say, I just have to say real quickly, I mentioned senior discount. I'm actually going to turn that over to direct that to Jerry, because Jerry actually brought up AARP. Not that I'm shifting the target here, but
Janet, Debbie mentioned that her husband Marty on July 3rd hit the double nickels, 55, and now he's going to be eligible for senior discounts and all this. And she asked me if I was. And then I just remembered seeing an AARP commercial that said, now you don't have to be a certain age, anybody can join. But if you were listening right at that time, and I couldn't find the words to say what you just said, but I was trying to say, even though they become, I wanted to say godless, I think I paused there. If anybody was back and listens to the early part of the show, Janet, I was going to point out that they've really become much more of an agent for social change and for the promotion of, you know, not only Planned Parenthood, but I have no doubt same-sex marriage and probably abortion and all of these things. So it's really unfortunate. I remember the AARP being, you know, a great organization to help seniors find resources and take care of themselves and, you know, and discounts and all of that stuff. But you're right, Janet. Anything else, Janet? I'm glad you brought that up, because this helps to maybe make some clarification on what I said earlier.
Yes, I'm just going to say amen to all of that, and people need to research when they do things just before, you know, buying things and doing things. That's part of the Christian thing, too, to be not be aware.
Right. Thank you for saying that.
Thank you both for being there, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Janet.
Thank you for being there, too. Because we need the eyes and ears of the Take-Two family all the time. Yeah, if Debbie and I ever, you know, if we say anything that maybe is off just a little bit, we don't know everything about everything. So we certainly, we are 100% thinking and living with the church and Orthodox and all of that. But when it comes to things in our culture and society, sometimes you can't know everything about them. So if you guys know something that we don't, please become a part of the program that day, because this is your show. You drive it. And Janet just made it a whole lot better there, Debbie.
Absolutely. It just opened our eyes. Thank you, Janet, so very, very much. Okay, Carol, we're going to you in Burlington, Wisconsin on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Carol.
Checking in.
Hey, get a little passion, Carol, will you?
Yeah.
Get a little passion.
Okay. Hey, Carol, real quickly, before you start, we had some comments about a month ago when you had called. You know, when you say Stand Tall Carol, we had some people ask us, what does that mean, Stand Tall Carol? Well, let me just quickly say, Carol was on our first Stand Tall retreat, which we're going to be doing many more of them, and that's why she identifies herself as Stand Tall Carol. That's not her name out in the community, okay? She's sharing that for our benefit. Okay, Carol, take it away.
Yeah, that's my name in the Stand Tall family. I mean, in the Take Two family. Mm-hmm. So everybody listen to when they're bringing up the retreats, because it was a fabulous experience, and listen for that and take an opportunity to do that. And I think you're also going to the Shrine of Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, maybe.
We are, yep.
Possibly.
That's on,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to say that it's very, when you think about taking stock of the year, it's very difficult because the world is in such turmoil. Every time you turn around, there's evil knocking at the door and infanticide and people who just don't value family. They don't value things that are good. People are mocking the president, and so forth. And there was a radio show I was listening to the other day where an older lady called in. The host was away, and this other host was pretty brazen. And then she called in and said, you know, when are you coming back? And then the radio host said, shut up, you old bag. You know, it was unbelievable. And, wow. So the world has lost decency and decorum. And I think, you know, you want to make a difference in the world. But I think that to be centered in God and your role in life, and to really do what you can to change the world and do God's will is just and not be distracted by the evil one in all of his ways is just really paramount now. So I'm really trying to be grateful. People know that I'm in recovery. I think I've mentioned that before, but to, you know, take it a day at a time, not because you don't want to plan for the future, but to pray only for God's will and the power to carry that out is very much a part of recovery. But to be fully present and try to do all you can in terms of good and try to combat evil that way. So as also an artist, I'm very grateful that with recovery I'm able just to be happy and have something to say. And we talked about the opioid crisis recently and that not let yourself, be aware of what you're doing and not cross the line into danger, because that's politically and with the opioids and all of that. So it's hard not to notice the world and hear it banging at the door all the time. It feels like we're in a Twilight Zone episode a lot. But,
It does. Well, Carol, you're right, and you have pointed out a lot of important things here, and thank you for being a part of the Take Two with Jerry and Debbie family and the Stand Tall family as well. As Debbie said, we do have our idea is to do more of those retreats. We've got that mini pilgrimage coming up, which we'll tell people about here in a few minutes. But Debbie, I know you had something you wanted to share with Carol and the rest of us.
No, I just wanted to share real quickly, Carol. I so agree with your assessment of what's happening in the world. This show really isn't a political show, although we do entertain, of people's takes on things of what's happening in the world. But it's very disturbing. I just saw another report from some members of Congress that made statements about our country and belittling the people and the history of our world, of our country. And it's so sad. We're rewriting everything because for some reason it fits into the political narrative. It's so sad. We can't learn from things, learn from the past, still understand it and make it factual and still agree to disagree if we want to. It's I agree with you, Carol. This has become a really a sad place that we've come to where we're just fighting one another. So I know you hear this music. So hang on, Carol. Jerry's got some comments. And what can we do, Jerry? Pray about it. But more of your takes when we come back.
This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Thank you to the affiliates who carry the program. Michael McCall, screening your calls today. I said Ryan was there. He usually is. Michael jumps in once in a while, along with Michael Birchfield and Rich Jesse on the controls. Jeff Burson on social media. We will see if we have any social media takes for today's show. We actually do. We'll try and get to some of those. But we're visiting with Carol Stantall, Carol, in Burlington, Wisconsin. And so, Carol, basically in a nutshell then, you're kind of looking at the world right now. You're seeing a lot of strife, a lot of discord, just really, and a lot of confusion, really. So I don't know. Is there an easy solution to this, Carol? Do we just try to pray our way out of it? Or, you know, what do you think is, that's obviously a powerful thing to do, but it may not do it all by itself. We've got to be active, you know, and helping to clean up our society and our culture. What do you think?
I think, you know, people are so used to, you know, they're almost addicted to reacting, and you can't help but be with, you know, with all the social media and everything. So it's very, I think, an invitation to be fully grounded in your best identity and to take action, not just react. So, and I think it's almost like a brain chemistry thing that we're so used to, you know, fighting with the politics and this or that, that to be very, very grounded more and more. And,
In the facts,
I don't know. I don't know if the world will change, but at least you can do your best on your end.
Right.
And stick with the facts, right, Carol? Hey, Carol, we're getting we're getting a lot of comments saying that other folks in the Take Two family use that same expression when they watch the news. They think they're in a twilight zone. So you're not alone, Carol. When you're feeling that, other Take Two family members feel that way as well.
Right. And there is a counter organization to AARP called AMAC, which that does better things in the world too. But nonetheless, Jim wants to say hi to you. Lots of love, So I think you know, to be grateful every day. And you know, if you're grateful from yesterday, you're going to be grateful and do the better things tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you and Jim.
Yeah, love to you and Jim. Thank you, Carol. Stand tall, Carol. And we do hope to have another retreat before too long. We are working on a couple of other things. And Emily, Maura, Ann, and Skippy, give me just about 60 to 90 more seconds here, because Debbie and I want to give you an update on the mini pilgrimage. We're calling it mini, not because it's
not mini anymore.
It's not going to be. Yeah, well, not because of the number of people or the beautiful places we're going, but it's just short in duration. Right. Debbie and I will be arriving in Albany, New York on August 15th, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We have located a parish. There's a 5:15 Mass, so we can, if it works out for you, you can join us for the evening Mass that day on the feast. And then, Debbie, where are we going after that?
The second day, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was just thinking about the flight that I'm taking. I'm flying all night to get to Albany. So if I can fly all night to get to Albany, you guys can get there. If you can get there by car or train, whatever you need to get there. So then we're going to the Shrine of the North American Martyrs. That's St. Kateri Tekithwa. And it's just amazing. She's one of my go-to saints, St. Kateri. I love her so very much. Anyway, so we're going to be going there and having a wonderful gathering. We got, first of all, the rooms we got in Albany at the hotel, they did such a fine job. We got some just killer rates, beautiful rates, very affordable. So we can give you more information when you email us, take2@ewtn.com. But then at nighttime, we're going to have a nice, dinner and talking about what we learned and really just fun things. And then the following day, we're going to the Shrine of Divine Mercy, where Rick Paolini, radio host and business manager of the Station of the Cross, he is a devotee of Divine Mercy and St. Faustina, knows everything about it. He's bringing surprises. He's bringing his life-changing message about it. It's pretty incredible. And then we'll have another fun dinner. I always love the dinners part. And then Sunday, we take off. We go back to our home destinations. But I hope I got that right. Are they both shrines? One's the North American Martyrs and the other one's the Divine Mercy.
Divine Mercy, yeah. They're both shrines, and we're going to have great experiences there and hopefully some fellowship time each evening at the hotel if you are from out of the area. But we've probably got about a dozen people who've emailed us so far saying they're pretty strongly committed to coming, and it's still a few weeks away, August 15th through the 17th. Debbie and I will be at, we're going to put on an itinerary where we're going to be, and we want to be with you as much as humanly possible. So you are welcome to join us for 5 minutes of it or the entire thing. It's up to you. Everyone gets there on their own, covers their meals, their lodging. Debbie and I are going to do the same thing, but we just want to come together here. It's a beautiful way, really, to add something very, very spiritual and sublime to the second half of 2019.
Yeah, and it organically unfolded, Jerry, and you and I are very big on that. We don't want to ever force anything. We want to see if it takes on a beautiful a life of its own in a good way, and it's divinely, you know, kind of prompted. And it's turning out that way. Everything's kind of falling into place. And by the way, folks, when you email us, take2@ewtn.com, we will give you the name of the block rooms for the hotel. And already folks are taking us up on it and booking rooms. So that's a good thing. And we're trying to work on actually possibly taping a Take Two show right there in the hotel lobby for all to see. It'll be really fun.
Or one of the shrines. Yeah, wherever it works out.
Or at one of the shrines. That's right. If we can get internet access. Yep. Absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
I'm excited.
I lied to Emily, Maura, Annie, and Skippy. That was more than 90 seconds. I'm so sorry, but we will take you right now. You're all going to get on in the order that you called. That means Emily is next in New Hampshire, listening on the Station of the Cross to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Emily. Welcome.
Hello. I wanted to share, well, I'm in youth ministry, and actually I just graduated college in 2018, so I still group my years by academic years. So I'm thinking about the 2018 to 2019 school year. And after I graduated college, I had kind of had a job lined up that I thought was going to work, but then it fell through. They weren't hiring anymore. And I was really upset and bummed. And I was like, gosh, what am I supposed to do with my life? And I said, you know what, maybe I'll just stay with what I'm doing now. So what I was doing was some part-time journalism work and then also part-time youth ministry work at my parish. So over this past year, that's what I've been doing. And I actually had the great blessing to be able to expand the youth ministry program to include third to fifth graders, as well as middle and high schoolers. So I was crazy busy, but I was trying to figure out, do I want to stay in journalism and writing, and that's what my degree is in, or do I want to go more into ministry? And I just found ministry so much more fulfilling and meaningful and like more suited to my talents, the many talents God has given me. So over the past couple of months, it's been ironed out that now I'm going to be doing ministry work full-time at a diocese in the UK. So in September, I'm going to be heading there. So I'm looking forward to the rest of 2019, and it's been a great year of growth for me, and I'm just so blessed to have had it.
Wow, Emily, that is exciting. Congratulations. If I may, a couple things. Okay, this is a little selfish. Okay, I just want to say I would always love to, Jerry and I want to go to the UK. So when you get over there, if you talk to the pastor and everything, we have a lot of listeners from the UK that listen. So we'd be happy to possibly fly over there. You never know. Maybe that could work out. But that's just on a side note. Okay, but Emily, you're in ministry. I love it. The fact that you have a journalism degree, that's going to help you. Okay. I was in youth ministry for many, many years, religious education for over 25 years. And I used my writing background to help write curriculum and to do other things. And so you could publish things for the groups that you're working with, and it's very needed right now in youth ministry. I just want to say something, Emily. That is awesome that you're taking this on. This is a big, big vocation, okay? Please, I know you know this already, but I just want to say this because this was good advice I got from my pastor when I started in youth ministry. Take time for your own spiritual development. Just because you're teaching, and organizing and managing doesn't mean that you're being fed necessarily. So you want to spiritually feed yourself. Remember, make sure you keep that time for yourself. And if that seems a little selfish, that's okay because it's good. It'll help everybody else. And then, and please ask your guardian angel to join you in this ministry because they will assist you in ministry. Your guardian angels will assist you in ministry. And I hope you do teach about guardian angels to all the kids that you encounter. What do you think, Emily? I know that was a lot to share, but I wanted to get that to you.
No, yeah, I 100% agree about, you know, in the taking time for myself, I make sure at one point I was discerning religious life and I found that like taking a yearly visit to a convent is really nice. I don't think I'm called to religious life, but taking those time for retreats and my own spiritual formation is super important. And you'll be glad to hear with youth ministry, I tend to just say, all right, kids, what do you want to talk about? And one time they did say angels. So we ended up talking about guardian angels.
Wow.
So they're one step ahead of you there.
Great.
They always are. Wow. Emily, that is so exciting. The UK, what a big adventure. I love it. Jerry, what do you think?
Well, Emily, I am just so pleased and proud of you that you are getting into youth ministry. I know a lot of people do that. I went to Franciscan University, and so many of my classmates and other alumni went out and found themselves in youth ministry work, and it's so important in any age. But in today's age especially, Emily, I know that you've got to really be up on top of the latest things that are going on, the trends, you know, the gadgets, the social media, the ups and downs of their lives. A lot of kids have, you know, different, you know, anxiety and depression things. And autism and things like this. So you're really doing a great, great work of mercy right here. And I can hear it in her heart, Debbie. She mm-hmm. is going to give her all to impart the great gift of a relationship with Jesus Christ to these kids. So Emily, hats off to you, and we wish you the best.
Godspeed.
You will have our prayers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will have our prayers. Will you pray for us too?
Of course. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Can we
keep in touch? Drop us an email, Emily. We just like to hear how your youth ministry work's doing. It's take2@ewtn.com, if you can remember, because you got a lot going on. You got to pack and everything. Okay.
Well, we got a prayer request from Karen. I'll email that after we talk to Maura, driving through Ohio, a first-time caller listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Maura. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I feel welcome.
Good, good. How did the first half of the year go for you?
I've had a miraculous first half of...
Until now, apparently. There she is. We lost you for a second there, Maura. Go ahead.
She must have... Yeah. I want to hear about her miraculous year.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear us, Maura. Nope, there she is. Well, she was driving Ohio, I think.
Just dropped.
Apparently, unfortunately, at the... least opportune time, found a bad cell spot. And Maura, if you're listening, please call us back. We will get you right on the program, okay?
She did say she was having a miraculous year. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, that's why I said until now.
Yeah. Oh, because of the tech. Yeah. Cell phones.
Do you want to get to Karen's email, or do you want me to?
Yeah, no, you go right ahead. I love
Annie, Annie and Skippy, hold on. You're going to get on the program. Karen has a very important prayer intention. This could come from any number of people in this region of the country. Jerry and Debbie, can you please pray for the Gulf Coast over the next few days, especially my state of Louisiana? Please pray that Barry, projected to be Hurricane Barry, brings minimal damage to us. As I'm sure many people on the Gulf Coast know, we don't get too rattled over a Category 1 storm. We are pros at dealing with storms. However, a storm is a storm. My church prays each week to Our Lady of Prompt Succor for protection against loss of life, property, etc. during hurricane season. Thanks, Karen.
Wow. Talking about go-to saints, I always pray to Saint Kateria. As a matter of fact, when there's things happening in the world of storms and stuff like that, so maybe there's no accident that we mentioned her. So Saint Kateria as well. We will definitely pray, Karen. Absolutely, be safe. Okay, where are we going next?
Who is next, Deb?
Annie. We were waiting. We were kind of stalling a little to hopefully Emily was going to call back. But Annie, you're up next in Mansfield, Georgia on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Annie. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you so much for your program. It's so current, you know, and very, the current term is something that's, you know, easy for us to really relate to. But I had an amazing 6 months. I was planning for our 30th wedding anniversary last year, and during along the way, you know, my family was like, no, we can't go, blah, blah, blah. So I was so disappointed, so I, you know, just told myself, okay, that's fine. But my family in the Philippines decided, yeah, we're coming. Whatever it takes. Hmm. And my family here in the States like, no, we can't, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, that's fine. So I had to readjust my feelings, my expectations, and my plans. But at the last minute, everything just came through. Not as much as I wanted, you know, because I wanted them to be close to me. We live like an hour away from the airport, but my one of my sisters lived right next to the airport, so they stayed close to her. And I was upset with that. But in the end, everything worked out. And we celebrated our 30th wedding anniversary on the 4th of July. And most of my family was there, and some of my friends from high school and college, med school, at least there was, you know, represented, and my friends in church. And I did have my 60th birthday in March.
Wow.
And I celebrated it with my friends because my husband had to leave for work. And so it has been an amazing half, year. And I hope to make it better this coming year, where I would really be able to go to daily Mass and regular confession and daily Eucharistic adoration, and just hope to pray the whole day when I'm doing my work at home as a housewife, and hope to be more active in the healing ministry, which I know is what the Lord has called me to. And I please ask for prayers that me and my sister and our husbands would be able to go to a healing retreat in Colorado Springs at the end of August.
Okay, healing retreat.
So
okay,
that's my report so far.
Okay, we will pray for that,
oh,
Annie. Go ahead.
And with regards to ARP, there's a Christian Seniors Association that I just received in a mail, and they seem to be much better than AARP.
Okay. Just as a little disclaimer, my husband and I do not belong to AARP, so don't worry about that. Okay, so real quickly, I just want to rewind, and thank you for sharing that Christian site as well. I just want to rewind. First of all, we were stalling a little, not for Emily. We spoke with Emily. She's going to the UK to be a full-time youth minister. We're stalling for Maura. So Maura, if you're listening, please call back. There's still plenty of time to get on the show. But Annie, first of all, we want to wish you a very happy birthday. You turned a big milestone birthday. I won't say it again because you sound so much younger than that, Annie, in March. And then you celebrated your 30th anniversary. Happy, happy anniversary. Many, many blessings are ahead. I just love your spirit. And I just want to say you are so adorable. The way you talked about, you know, family and friends at first, you know, wondering if, you know, they can make it and stuff. And I'm so glad you had the opportunity to celebrate with family and friends to make those wonderful lasting memories of these two great occasions. But don't you just love it, Jerry, when Annie goes, well, I was talking to family and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. We do that with family, right? We just like, okay, I've heard that. I get it. I think your spirit is just delightful. And thank you for being that blessed soul that you are. Many, many blessings that we pray that are showered upon you. Jerry?
I can't add much to that, Annie, except to echo what Debbie said. Happy birthday, happy anniversary this year. Both are milestones. Both are wonderful milestones. And I was simply going to say, I hope that it sounds like the first half of this year has been just awesome for you. And I hope that, I'm going to use this word, I hope it gets even awesomer for you in the second half.
And they get to that retreat, that healing retreat.
Yeah, that sounds like a great little boost for your spiritual lives. Fantastic.
Thanks, Annie. Anything else?
Actually, I have noticed because my husband was originally, he was in the Christian Science, there was his family, and when we got married, he wanted to be a Catholic. He was searching before that, and when we got married, he was given the teaching by the abbot in the monastery here in Conyers, Georgia, at the Holy Spirit. And so he has really, tremendous change in his outlook and his faith journey. I could see it every year. And at first he thought I was fanatic, you know, when I would go to daily Mass. But now he accepts it. And so that has been a wonderful blessing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, more blessings are coming your way, Annie. That's what we're going to be praying for. Thank you so much for sharing your story today and how your 2019 is going. God bless you so very much. Okay, we're going to move quickly to Maura. Skippy, you're going to hold on. We're going to go real fast now because Maura did call back, so I'm sure she's pulled over to the side of the road. Maura, take it away. We want to hear this miraculous 2019 so far.
Oh, I'm so glad I get to get back on the phone. I started... 2018, you know, with my husband, my sister.
Maura, you're still breaking up a lot, Maura. Are you still? Forgive us, Maura. It's still, we're hearing only about a quarter of what you're saying.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm sorry. Michael, pick up Maura's line again. We would love to get her on the show. There's still time if she can get to a spot where Maura, please, our apologies, but we're only picking up about maybe a third or a fourth of what you're saying. So let's get to Skippy in Boston listening on the Station of the Cross, and then we'll try to get back to Maura before the show ends. Hi, Skippy. Welcome.
Hello, Debbie and Jerry. I spoke to you yesterday, so I'm not a first-time caller. I'm a second-time caller, so I guess I get a half a ring of the bell.
True.
Jerry, at the beginning of the show, I really hit me hard when you said, you're just like me in the way 2018 is going to be better than 2019. When we were talking, I think I spoke to you yesterday. I'm in law enforcement, and I'm by probably personality and by profession, it's kind of an action kind of, you take it to take action. It's going to have, you have to have an outcome. So that's me. And so when it comes to looking at calendars and stuff, I like, okay, this has to be done by this. I have to be in court for this. But when it comes to family, unfortunately, it spills over that. Let me just say, I got nephews and nieces, God bless them all. I love them. Many of them are falling away in the face, and then my sisters and brothers' kids. And unfortunately, you know, my sisters and brothers aren't too conducive to listening to what I have to say about it. And I used to get angry and say, geez, you know what you do about it? And I talked to a Franciscan priest friend of mine. He says, Michael, he said, I just threw my cup. he said, sit down and talk. I'll tell you what you do with that. He says, picture the prodigal son's father. The story of the prodigal, be the father. So he says, he had the money and the expense to go out and find a kid and drag him back home. He said, but that wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked at all. He says, he had to let that son go through all those things and come back on his own. And he said, that prodigal son's father probably sat on the porch saying this prayer over and over again, come back to me with all your heart. Don't let fear or whatever it is, embarrassment or whatever, keep us apart. And he says, that's what you have to do. You're not detaching, but you have to stop being, I can fix this. The only one that can fix this is God, with prayer and backing up and let him do it. And then, so I went above that. I said, well, can I call? I'll call every nephew and niece that I got that I think they're going off the tracks. I'm going to leave them my phone number and say, I'm not going to push you. You know where I stand. You call me 24 hours a day, anytime you want to talk. You don't have to. Just so when they do have that prodigal son moment, they might not be want to call their parents, but call me, and then make your way back. So I had to learn not to be the aggressive kind of, let's fix this. I know God's the fixer, and sometimes we have to step back and let him do the job.
That's right, Skippy. And that's a great, I'm glad you point out, I love the prodigal son. I give talks on that, and it is so, so beautiful. But you're right, the father, you know, he was anticipating the son coming back. When he did catch sight of him, he went and ran, and it was not the right thing to do for an older gentleman back in that time to run. And he did a lot of things that he wasn't supposed to do according to customs and so forth. But he did. He didn't go out, you know, like scouring the countryside, so to speak. But when that son came back, boy, that son came back, Debbie, because it says he came to his senses. You see, sometimes a lot of people are, my mother was kind of an enabler. You know, she wouldn't let us hit bottom, you know, or really suffer at a, you know, if we were going off in a certain direction. She'd always try and, you know, stop it or fix it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, parents, you want to do that if you see somebody you love doing that. But sometimes, as Skippy is pointing out, you just got to sort of let people, okay, yeah, just go to where you're going right now. And when you see it's not the right thing, when you do come, you know, around to your senses, then come on back to God. You know, God's always waiting. So great, great call, Skippy. Great call.
Yes. Thank you, Skippy, so very much. Glad to speak to you again, and don't be a stranger. You can always email us as well, take2@ewtn.com. Real quickly, Jerry, I just feel so bad for Maura, and everybody's starting to text in saying, we want to hear about this miraculous story. So Maura, you're probably listening. Please email your story. We can share it on the radio, and I just think it would be great for all of us to hear, because we want to celebrate with you. We're a family. So take2@ewtn.com.
Yeah, and a couple of you have called in today and mentioned the alternative to the AARP. American Association of Retired People, which has really started to embrace and espouse and promote many ungodly culture of death positions. Mm-hmm. Yep. But Stan Tall Carroll and somebody else, I can't remember who, but it was AMAC is what they pointed out, the Association of Mature American Citizens. And it's a conservative, nonpartisan organization looking out for the interests of Americans 50 or older. So, Debbie, you can join.
Oh, I could. Okay.
And it says on their website, we believe in the traditional values of faith, family, and freedom that have made the United States of America the greatest nation. So, AMAC.us, AMAC.us, for those who are interested.
And that was Annie that also mentioned it, backed
Annie.
Up Carol
okay, good.
As well.
Good deal.
Okay, so thank you for sharing this, folks. See how we take care of one another? This is a family. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about age gaps in marriage. Is there a considerable age difference between you and your spouse? We want to talk about that and the dynamics behind that, if it works, if it doesn't work, you know, what wisdom you can share.
What was
That's
the attraction?
Tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
What's the attraction? Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sounds great. That is our, gosh, it's going to be Friday already tomorrow. That's our Friday broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We love you all. God bless.